Being an entrepreneur is not an easy task because on a regular basis, you are thinking outside the box. On a regular basis, you are planning new ways and means to make money. On a regular basis, you're thinking about ways by which you can improve your product or service. On a regular basis, you're thinking about how you can tweak things so that you can get more business. At the end of the day, you being an entrepreneur means that you're willing to put in the legwork. And sometimes that legwork is going to take 3, 5, 7, 9, 10 years. Your commitment means everything when you want to be an entrepreneur. You have to be consistent and you have to decide who is going to be rolling by your side. Sometimes you're going to have to tell your friends no and they'll have to understand. Sometimes you have to balance between your family. And sometimes you have to make sacrifices in order for you to reach where you want to reach. You may not see the benefits of your idea as quickly as you want to, but also at some point you will have to make a decision whether or not if it's worth it. And so when you hear persons speak about entrepreneurship, understand that it's not a bed of roses. Understand that a lot goes into what you're trying to do, and understand that persons are not always going to purchase your product, and sometimes it's not the family members or your friends who are going to be pumping into your business, it's those strangers. And don't take it personal when your friends and families aren't supporting you the way you think they should. Don't take it personal when they can't spread the word for you that you offer this product or service. You're supposed to be your number one marketer. Network with people, let them know what your business is all about. As an entrepreneur, you have to be the buzz of your business. You have to network. You have to put yourself out there. If you cannot put yourself out there and you have the money, then consider getting a marketing team. Consider getting a sales team. Consider getting a social media manager. And sometimes all of this equates to money. And that is what I'm saying to you. If you're going to be pumping money into those kind of sources, then you have the capital to do that, and that's perfectly fine. If you don't have the capital to do that, then you as an entrepreneur have to be doing these things in order for your business to be successful. Because there are days when you're only going to make $5. There are days when you're not going to make anything at all. There are days when you're going to be so depressed and you're going to wonder whether or not it is worth it. And when you have those days, just don't go into a shell. Look at it as a stepping stone, a means to an end where you can redefine yourself, refuel, and go at it again. Because it means for you to open a business and become an entrepreneur, you understand exactly what you're doing, but you just meet a stumbling block, a slow period in your business lifetime that you would want to fix and make better. Again, entrepreneurship is not a bed of roses. So if you're going into entrepreneurship, have your head on, be consistent, make sure that you have mentors who you can look at to help you, because along the road, along the way, you will need that support. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Minor Bubble Podcast. You can also find our podcast on TuneIn, Amazon Music, and you can also like us on Facebook, Mind a Bubble Podcast.